Supporters of California State Senator Scott Wiener's 2021 housing package say the state's housing shortage doesn't just drive homelessness and poverty, it exacerbates segregation.
California's housing shortage and the affordability crisis that it has caused is the result of decades of deliberate policies to limit the supply of housing.
That's Ricardo Flores, executive director of the San Diego Local Initiative Support Corporation, which helps developers secure funding for affordable housing projects.
Laws that make it illegal to build smaller, more affordable homes in wealthy neighborhoods were specifically designed to keep people of color out of white neighborhoods. And to this day, it's been wildly successful. SB 478 is a bill that would create a statewide standard that will stop local governments from using minimum lot sizes and floor area ratios to limit the increased attempts in density to keep people of color out of housing. And then SB 477 will work with existing reporting structures to ensure that local governments are tracking and reporting when a home is approved using state law so that we can keep track of housing.
Earlier this year, Wiener introduced Senate Bill 10, which would simplify the process for cities to zone multifamily housing. His most recent proposal, SB 478, continues in that vein by lifting what he says are restrictive requirements that some cities impose on lots already zoned for multifamily dwellings. He spoke at a press conference about the bill.
When a parcel is already zoned under either local or state law for small multi-unit housing between 2 and 10 units, so it's already zoned for small multi-unit, we want to make sure that cities are not using floor area ratio or minimum lot size requirements to effectively backdoor put a poison pill in and make it impossible to actually build to that zoning.
SB 478 would establish a 1.5 floor area ratio standard for multifamily lots zoned in 2 to 10 units, which would allow for larger buildings. It would also lower the minimum lot size, which Wiener says incentivizes multifamily units over single-family mansions. This bill and many of Wiener's prior housing proposals seek to increase housing density. Single-family lots are the most likely target because over half of the state's residential land is reserved for single-family homes, according to UC Berkeley's Turner Center for Housing Innovation. An effort last year to ban single-family zoning across the state never made it to the governor's desk. Cities across the United States have similarly moved to ban single-family zoning. Sacramento lawmakers recently approved fourplexes on all single-family lots. The city of Berkeley is currently floating a similar proposal. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.